Welcome, everybody, to episode 91.
Two
of
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
I know, Gar!
Apparently you didn't. Wow, Lane, your first time helming, and you just fucked it up.
Not the first time.
And then we'll be talking about Ghost of the 17.
So are we talking about Ghost first or Ranger first?
47!
47!
I'm fine.
Hey, it's better than Nintendo 64, what?
Nintendo 64!
What?
You have completely lost me.
This is a mess of everything and everyone, so a basic analogy of my life. Cue the roll call, please.
I thought you were going to say basic analogy of the ninja.
Yeah, we already cued the roll call.
No, we didn't. That didn't count.
Yeah, I think we got to start this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's restart.
You know what? We're not going to restart the roll call, because cue the roll call.
We're live! Kaigan! Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Vegeta's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster! Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Auto Gar!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Otsukare!
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to episode 91 of Cast Ranger.
I'm Lightred, to all you new people who are listening.
I'm Lightred.
Guesting with us today is Professor Yellow.
I'm Pinkcaster.
He's got a lab coat and a briefcase, so he's smart and shit.
No, it's Professor O-Ass-Crap. I shit my pants.
Professor Gar.
I am Professor Gar, and we are going to be analyzing the finale.
Ah!
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So, yes, Ghost 17 and Ninja 47.
Fucking Himiko!
And we're actually not doing a feature topic this week, aside from our post-Ninja series discussion, because it's Valentine's Day this weekend, so...
And all you guys get to bang your girlfriends while I just sit in my room and...
Yay!
That masturbate?
and bang the pizza?
Order pizza, I said.
You know what, Gar?
All I'm saying is, if he orders two pizza guys, you might want to leave him
alone. Gar, you know what? I have a suggestion for you, and this will help you on Valentine's Day.
You just
go out to the convenience store, buy a pack of cans of Dr. Pepper.
Shotgun them all.
Stream a show called Tangaman, and just get ready for the wildest ride of your life.
I was gonna say, you go to the Walmart, you buy yourself a watermelon.
Cut a hole in that watermelon.
No, you put it in the microwave first.
Oh.
Then you cut the hole.
Oh,
that'll make it warm.
That would make me dead. Speaking of being dead.
What?
I thought that would lead.
I hadn't finished talking about why there's no feature topic. No, we're not done! Okay, accompanying this week's Cast Ranger episode, because it's Valentine's Day. Mr. Redcaster and myself, we managed to convince our girlfriends to do a little sideshow.
Wow.
And not what you're thinking.
Chicka bow wow.
Well, I'm sure they would have been up for that.
I'm just saying it's a DVD release only that you have to get from us.
We're going to put it out.
Bow chicka bow wow.
Kim and Danny, who are now purple and cyan casters, respectively, watched a couple of love-themed episodes of Power Rangers.
I picked up.
Yes, handpicked by Professor Gar, and shared their thoughts on them. So if you're interested in seeing more of the feminine element in Cast Ranger, then pop on over to the website and listen to that shit.
Or, you know, just listen to what Lane says.
Oh, right? Shots fired.
Thank you so much for following up on that. I was hoping someone would.
I knew it would be me.
I really thought
he sets them up, I knock them down.
Yeah. And then I have to clean them up.
Yes.
Yes. That's the story of how I try to get my girlfriends. It does not work.
Gross. Okay, now let's talk about Ghost.
I'm on an army.
So, they added Necrom to the opening, which is cool.
Yep.
Which is actually weird. Like, you see him absorbing, like, the ghouls or
just
whatever.
Just to show off that that's what he does.
Like, wait, does...
Powered by Ganma.
No, I mean, like, do the Mooks have names? Or
they're just called Ganma.
Just Ganmas? Okay.
Actually, I'm pretty sure there's, like, a class of them, but I think they're just called Assault Ganma. I'm pretty sure that's
They're pretty cool. They're pretty... I have gummy bears. I'm gonna make a...
So, can someone explain to me why the fucking knife gun my made from scissors has fog powers?
Because Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, Jack the Ripper, Jack, I was gonna say. Jack
the Ripper. Oh,
dude, you cut makes... through the fog.
Yeah.
Also, he...
I'm gonna go
Jack the Ripper.
I'm gonna go for the Jack the Ripper thing so we can have him killing somebody in a dark alley.
In fog because...
And he was attacking women. I get it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Just in time for Valentine's.
Thanks, Dan Bull, for educating me on Jack the Ripper.
Dan Bull. Doug will be.
Guys, I just realized something.
Hmm?
I have a handful of yellow gummy bears.
Oh, nice.
Way to be on brand.
Give me...
No, Sal. Sal, you only get the North ones.
All right. Let's get this out of the way.
Sal, you only get the North gummy bears.
But those ones are cold.
Okay.
And frozen.
Just like your heart.
That's true.
Let's get this out of the way because we all know I want to talk about this. Here we go, Dimashi.
No, we talk about that later. We talk about the new General Igor.
Oh, okay, yeah. No, okay, no. Let's
okay, we have to remember that this is being listened to by people who have already seen the episode, so talking about things out of order is not a problem.
So on to Ninja.
There has to be some order amongst this chaos!
Next on
the show. Himiko Dimashi, go!
Okay, so I...
Shocking pink!
Peach, wait. Sorry. No, keep this in the podcast, because I just had an epiphany. For my character in the RPG, that is my evil form. Chaos.
Chaos?
Chaos like Caster? Like Chaos Caster, when I turn evil or whatever.
Oh, sure.
I actually...
Slip thought.
I actually really did like it. Like, I'm not even just joking. Oh, I like it because it's the pink form.
No, it's
no,
neat.
No, like, it...
It's a priestess.
As someone... I forgot who described it, but... Oh, that's cool. As someone who described it... it's like a waterbender with a sword.
I guess.
No, because she was... It was very, like, flowy.
Yeah. I was gonna say, they were... it's an interesting thing to have it on this kind of show. Like, oh, he's taking the form of a female. That's kind of neat, actually. And she was... And he was definitely moving with more... Let's be honest... Feminine movements,
grace,
like with she had very much. It was he had a gracefulness to him, and I just thought that was an interesting thing that they decided to do. You know, especially considering you know the main target audience of this show.
Let's just be glad this isn't on Tumblr where they'd be arguing there should be more girl icons.
With who?
Are you under the belief that this isn't? It's currently a thing on Tumblr.
Maybe it is.
Let's see. Billy the Kid could have been Calamity Jane. Yeah.
That's what the monster of the week for that episode was.
That's what I said, but I don't know what it actually was.
No. Women are the bad guys.
Thanks, Japan.
I'm the bad guy?
Are you a woman?
I was making a...
Yes. Car is a woman.
Yes.
Your name is now Garly.
Yes.
Your name is now Garly. It's like Carly, but with a G.
Please, Carly.
No, that actually brings back really, really bad.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Anyway.
Non-flashbacks.
Wait. Trigger warning.
Nom. Worse. High school.
Trigger Nom. Train high
school. Okay, no. Let's talk about Igor, the new general, who
I fucking love him way more than Javel. He's awesome, he's got goggles, he's a scientist.
No, he's, whatever the fuck he described science is in the general world.
It's,
Hold
on, I have it written down. Scotopography.
So he's a scotopographist.
He's very... Whatever the fuck that means.
It's the equivalent of science.
Science, bitch!
But no, this guy, he just... Can I just say, that whole time thing when he was talking to Akari, just the camera angles and shots they had on him were awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Who are the names of the... there's three generals now, isn't there?
There's Javel and Igor so far.
Oh, it's only those two.
And Alan.
Unless you want to count Alan.
Okay, that's who I was. Okay, so I want to know if... Like, okay, Javel is Javert, right? From Les Mis.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm assuming Igor is meant to be from Frankenstein.
Yeah, probably.
Now, here's my question, though. Does Japan understand the mistake they just made? Because I felt like originally...
Probably not.
I felt like originally what they wanted to do was go with book characters, like book... like sidekicks, I want to say, like
literary figures.
Here's the thing: Igor's not from the books.
Yeah,
he was introduced in the movies.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Frankenstein had no assistant.
Oh,
it's like how everybody keeps calling the monster Frankenstein.
Yeah. In fact, in the original film of Frankenstein, the James Whale one from 1931, there was no Igor either. His name was Fritz.
Huh.
Yeah. The more you know.
That's cool.
And now we just have to battle.
Anyways, yeah. Igor is cool.
He is cool. He's got like a steampunk look to him. It's neat.
So he has been using the jackknife Ganma to steal women's souls.
Jackknife!
For a purpose that doesn't really get explained.
For purposes
too well.
That I'm sure are wholesome.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's searching for a pure heart. That is literally a plot ripped out of Sailor Moon.
That's now, also Frankenstein.
Is that actually...
Well, no, you know, brains, body parts, and all.
This obviously just might be coincidence, but I honestly like to believe this might be kind of why they put the GC Newton and Himiko set together. Every time Himiko entered the room, Newton ran away.
Newton's not EQ.
I love how it just flew away, and I was like...
Newton? EQ's not a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't joke about how, like...
Newton's got a crush, and he keeps running.
Newton's got a crush on Himiko.
He's attracted. I just love how every time the fucking icon flew away, in my head, I was like, Newton-chan, dummy!
No, and it's funny. It's also funny because Newton's, generic blue. Himiko, pink. Male, female.
Newton's not generic blue. He's a lighter blue. Okay. Spectre is generic blue.
He's baby blue.
It was cute how he was on the swing.
Yeah, that was great.
The icon's just swinging.
And you just kept hearing boom, boom.
They actually show visual effects with solid snake.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it was kind of cute that Newton has a crush on Himiko. So
we're assuming that's what it is.
You know what? I believe it. Newton Himiko, 2016.
It's gonna become like a Smurfette sort of situation with Himiko being the only female one.
Oh dear.
Was
anyone else severely creeped out when Igor summoned all the souls of the women and they were just literally pawing at ghosts?
Oh, trying to rape him, you mean?
That was fucked
love
up.
Love me,
just in time for Valentine's Day?
I know, right?
Valentine's Day?
What's Valentine's Day?
It's the day that you keep getting ignored.
It's what you refer to as Singles Awareness Day.
Oh, you mean Loner's Day?
Yes.
It's the reason they did Deadpool this time of year. So guys have a movie to go to.
Plot twist: my girlfriend and I are seeing it.
That's what I was
Sunday.
About to say, which is ironic considering how many people will go to that movie as couples just to make more guys want to kill themselves. It's wonderful.
And I saw it by myself today.
That's hooray. The saddest thing I've heard all day. Nah, I'm kidding.
How many sad things have you heard today?
Oh, well, a few.
Well, he is the trauma inducer. Yeah.
God, for real? No. People go to movies on their own. Okay, I'm going to get on a bit of a tangent here.
I've been to plenty of movies on my own.
I'm about to say, and I'm on a bit of a soapbox. Don't judge people who go to movies by themselves. Sometimes they just can't get anyone to go, but they want to go see a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
I did want to go see Spectre with someone like you, Sal, or Paul, but in the end, I went to see it by myself.
What was the first movie you saw by yourself in a theater?
Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
You have never seen that movie by yourself before.
Legit by myself, I think. Episode 3 of Star Wars.
I can't remember. It might have been the second Hulk movie.
Okay.
I genuinely cannot remember. Because I didn't even think about the fact that I was going alone. I'm just I'm going to go see a movie.
You know what it was for me? Yeah. G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra.
No. Well, that was actually
not a good movie, but
me and Ichi loved it when we saw it.
Right, well, I only loved it because I don't know anything about G.I. Joe.
So let's go back
anyways,
to this.
Onari did some shit.
Onari.
Oh my god, this is great.
He
Onari
tried.
Seconds.
But you know what?
He tried.
Props to him.
He made a concentrated effort. He was badass. He had an amazing speech. And he was very close to being savagely murdered.
He gets cut up like a hoe who disrespected her pimp.
Ooh.
But I think I already brought up a few weeks ago, or week after week.
That
where
comic have straight up murdered him.
Yeah.
Right then and there. Just please, no. Jack the Ripper Ganma, go ahead. Please.
No! No! Ghost.
You guys, Gar was saying something.
I might have mentioned it last week or the week before that, but Damn, he is such a good physical actor.
Yeah. He is.
Like, well, if we're being fair, the actor is doing a good job with what he's got.
Oh, yeah.
His character, though, is...
Characters can be slightly annoying.
Yeah.
No,
and then...
Come on. You have to admit, the best part of the whole episode was watching him fucking matrix his way past attacks and laughing like a fucking boss!
Incorrect. You know why? It's 2016. Are we still doing Matrix jokes?
I don't give a
I'm
shit.
I'm sorry for...
Okay, here's the thing.
I'm sorry, hold on. To me, you might as well have just said it's over 9,000. Guys, move the fuck on!
Okay, here's the thing. I don't even care. You're correct, and I completely agree with you. But I don't care because that scene was made immensely awesome by just the laughter. His, like... villainous laughter as he's dodging these attacks.
Him
completely redeemed that scene for me.
I didn't even notice that.
Him cracking his back was kind of funny too.
And then it's like, my back and head.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, Nari.
I'm like, oh, you were so close.
If he was still alive, baby. I could see Don Knotts being an American version of him.
What?
Voice. Okay, sorry. What? Okay, hang on, let me rephrase that. If Don Knotts was still alive, I would like to see him dub over Onari.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we gotta find the icons.
Oh,
why are there so many icons?
Science is stupid.
I just wanted to hear Sal try and imitate Don Knotts.
How did I do?
Who's that?
Hey.
Okay.
We also learned that the Gamma World has no war, so that's kind of interesting.
Everyone's under control.
Because they are an alien, homogenous
people of some sort.
No, but you know what?
It's pretty hard to do war when you're just eyeballs.
I kind of called bullshit at first, but then he's like, right, Cannon? Yeah, he's right. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, so this is a thing.
Okay, to be fair, she sounded like... Okay, to be fair, she sounded like she had just taken a hit of heroin.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
On that note, can we just talk for a minute about how Alan has that habit of leaving her the fuck alone, even though she's the obvious target for, you know, making Spectre do what he wants.
Yeah,
right. Well, he doesn't need her because of what he did to fucking...
Because she keeps calling him Alan somehow.
Fair enough. But he's just straight up like, oh yeah, hey, how you doing?
Your brother's fine.
Moving on.
I totally didn't enslave him.
Moving on to everyone else in the room.
Totes malotes.
Poor McGonagall.
Go ahead and continue calling me Alan Sama. I'm going to move on to everyone fucking else.
I felt sorry for Makoto.
Was anyone else creeped the fuck out when the Necrom Parker Ghost just picks him up?
Yeah. That was cool.
That was amazing, but just seeing him get picked up by a ghost is just creepy.
No, just seeing him like screaming in pain when like the fucking when the Necrom icon goes in the ghost armor. Like, I guess it was inflicting pain on him. Oh, but yeah. I like, though, because when you put the, like, I have the Necrom icon here right now, because when you put it into the Ghost Driver toy, like, it does, like, all the sounds come from the icon from when you put in the Ghost Driver, so it goes like, Bachirimiya, but it does it, like, before you close the belt, but in the episode, you hear it before he closes the belt, so
it was accurate to the toy.
Yeah, so it was accurate to the toy for once,
That's cool, I didn't notice
that. Yeah, so it's very cool.
I didn't really know what it was saying in the Ghost Driver, but in this episode, it actually...
Yeah, it's like, let's go, possession. It's like something possessive ghost.
Yeah, Notori, which is possessed.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I was like,
Notori ghost, though! And then the creepy music.
Yeah, but no, it was cool. I love Spectre Necrom so far. We haven't seen him.
It's Necrom Spectre.
Oh, Necrom Spectre.
While I agree it should be Spectre Necrom, it's being referred to as Necrom Spectre.
We haven't seen it in action yet. We will next week, but
it does. It looks
cool. It looks fucking cool.
Oh, we are getting Sanzo
as well.
Sanzo next week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lots is happening next week. Necrom Spectre fighting Sanzo, Igor's monster form.
Also, Sage was being weird again. I fucking hate that.
He cosplayed Himiko and it was creepy.
Oh, he was cosplaying fucking Princess Leia.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. I was like...
I just love how he's like, oh, I know what hero it is. And then Senin runs up with the book open to the correct page already. Gotcha!
Alright, see you there.
Creepy.
I loved the lady who was, like, being possessed by Himiko. Like,
yeah.
She was cool.
They did something really cool with her eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when she was being possessed.
I don't know if it was just contacts
Himiko.
Or
probably
what.
Probably just
contacts. Yeah. It's funny that, like, Takaru kept running back to, like, chase after Newton, and he's like, all right, I'm back, sorry, but... Oh, they're all gone. Just Takaru and Newton runs away. Oh, fuck no! Stop it!
You know who else was badass this week we need to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
Akari. and her fucking Shiranui Plus.
She tried.
She tried. It was not her fault that it failed.
She did something.
And you know what? Okay. Igor even complimented on her for her intelligence. She's like, oh, so finally a smart person. Yeah. Cool.
I just love... No, like, a thought came to me as I was watching this. Like, with Onari and Okari. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? And then in the back of my head, I just hear, they're best.
Yeah.
Running my life.
I actually think this was a great episode for them because it established the two of them are trying their hardest to support Takeru however they can.
Yeah, that's why like I loved Onari.
I still hate Okari, but she's trying.
I love that Onari was like training and then he's like, you know, I want to be more useful. Like, you know, Okari has her intelligence. Like, what do I have?
Onari's only fault was using a wooden weapon against a fucking bladed monster.
You know what? He'll upgrade also because in the Ghost... Drive movie, we see him fight a bit. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I just realized something.
Hmm?
Jack the Ripper Ganma. It was using scissors. It could be worse. It could be a chainsaw.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, I was not paying attention. It was a Black Butler reference.
Oh, well, fucking Christ, you're right.
Oh, that thing I haven't seen.
Kim should have been here for that.
You haven't?
He doesn't care about Black Butler.
I've stayed the fuck away from that show.
Oh.
Ever since the corset, eh? Yeah, you might not know Black Butler. You fucking know about that corset scene.
Yeah.
Sebastian!
Did anyone else appreciate how Himiko's Omega Drive was a goddamn cutscene?
That was fucking cool, man.
We still haven't seen Beethoven's.
Thanks for reminding me. He's never ever going to use Beethoven ever again.
No. I think we're still going to get that whole subplot of him trying to make friends with all the icons, and then he'll get the Tokan Boost versions of them.
Omega
Beethoven. It's going to be a stage. It's going to be that stage.
Yeah.
You know the one I'm fucking talking about.
The one that he already fought on?
Yeah.
You know the one.
No. The one where Philip cross-dressed.
The one where he used it the first time?
Yeah.
No. The one Philip cross-dressed.
Oh, the indoor one.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go.
Ja-ja-ja-ja, indeed.
Ja-ja-ja-ja. Fucking love that idea.
Ja-ja-ja-ja, drop.
So, yeah, the lady who was possessed by Himiko, I don't even know if they actually ever said her name.
She was a part of the Himiko, vice president of the Himiko fan club.
Then who's the president? Dun, dun, dun.
And then the funny thing is she hands the two of them, like, the little figures to promote the actual movie. Just like how Drive actually had Chase get his license.
Tucker's like, oh, look out!
Or how, like, driving ghost magnets were actually in the laboratory.
And then she was like, oh, like, there's one of ghosts, so who's this other guy? And it was Ichigo, and she was like, oh, it's someone you will meet very soon in the movie! See it in theaters next month!
God, that was some Truman Show shit.
No, just, to be honest, I think, well, I didn't really say what I thought about Himiko. Himiko was alright.
It's
unique.
It's
yeah.
Honestly, I will say it's like I do love Himiko a lot, but honestly, my favorite like Damashi period is Goemon right now.
So
I don't know why, but just fucking love Goemon.
Himiko meshes with the Tokan Boost undersuit very well.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. As Onari said, shocking pink!
That was great. Shocking pink.
So yeah, my favorite part about the episode was that the eye catch, we finally have a wallpaper of all 15 icons!
Yay!
The reason we watched the show!
Wallpaper.
So question.
Huh?
One last time, guys. Ninjas?
Ninjas.
Ninjas?
Ninjas.
Fucking ninjas.
Ninja!
Except maybe Kasumi.
I'll fuck all of them.
No, Kasumi.
I know you will.
Just Kasumi.
So the finale starts with every yokai ever respawning.
Well, not everyone.
Well, enough.
A good handful of them.
And then we see Kyuemon more fighting in that form, which continues to be the most unwieldy costume of all time.
Lane mentioned it last week, where I didn't really notice it till this episode. That is back heavy as hell.
Exactly.
Yeah,
even when all the ninjas were, like, fighting him, like, at the same time, like, he could barely move. Like, Literally. But then when I saw him roll around on the ground, I was like, oh, holy shit, all right.
This was a classic case of over-designing the suit, where they looked like it was limited to what he could do.
Problem number
Props one. To the actor inside for doing as much as they did, but you could kind of tell they were, like,
that, restrained. You know, I swear, that hammer sword was, like constructed onto the hand.
It looked like he was,
because it looked like he never let go of it.
Just the way he was holding it seemed kind
of
awkward.
Did we ever see him let go of it?
No,
I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was actually part of the suit.
I don't know.
I don't,
because I can't imagine.
Or final episode opening plays, and it's a shorter bit where they just change up the speech to go, oh, they found their conviction, and
they're now fighting Kibalu Mengets and his son
Gengets and Chingets.
By this point, who really gives two shits?
We're going to show the characters respect, Gar.
In the final episode?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So, who else enjoyed seeing Kyuemon kick Takaharu in the fucking face?
That was fun.
Yeah.
And then it went horribly bad when the other members just showed up out of nowhere.
And they just all hench in out of straight mentality and willpower.
Just mistake.
Which is all par for the course for finale.
Oh, fuck.
That roll call where they hench in and the helmet comes on at the end, I thought was pretty well shot. But
it really felt lazy. Because they all did the exact same trick.
Well, that's what they've been doing the whole show.
For, like, every time they did use the stock opening, they all had different, like flips and stuff. Final episode, they all just do a backflip.
Maybe it was because none of them could actually do those other flips.
They could have gotten stunt doubles. We never saw their faces.
Yes, they did the flips while they did not have the helmets on, so it was actually them, so they couldn't have done the complicated flips the stunt actors did.
Still, it was a really cool roll. Yeah, but they still...
Helmet.
Did you also notice, like I did, that they didn't add wow at the end of Star Hinge?
I know, I fucking bugged the shit. I just, you know what? When I because we watched the Raw, but when I watched it sub, I just, like, I put it, I said it out loud when I was watching it, just wow! And I was like, good, I'm satisfied now.
Of course you did.
It's not the best helmetless roll call.
No, but.
They should have been actually fighting without their helmets like other Sentai did. Other Sentais have done that.
Besides. GoBusters is the only one that I can.
I know Power Rangers has done it.
Power Rangers does it because they have the money.
No, they don't.
Back in the day, they had the.
No, this is not a redemption. This is an explanation. We find out the emotional pathos behind Hueman's motive.
The reason he did everything was because he missed his family.
Not even that.
What
That's part
family?
Of
family,
but. Gengetsu.
No, it's his father.
They established that Gengetsu had Shingetsu, aka Kyuemon, and then sent him into the future.
Immediately
the
after he was born, so he would have no fucking memory of his actual father.
But knows that he has a father out there and was obviously trying to resurrect him so he can experience the love of a family. After being ripped out of another one.
Also,
Kyuemon was in a very bad mental state because he was under the impression that he was only being trained as a stepping stone for Tsumuji. So he felt like he was just being used as a tool, which is why he had such hatred inside him.
Ichi, I think you're full of shit.
You over-explain that.
It doesn't
to be
stop
honest.
It
the episode
fucking,
explain that.
It doesn't stop it from being absolute fucking horse shit.
I don't care.
When you're
I
the villain
it.
And
to quote George Takei, you are made of stupid.
It's just, I am sorry.
I don't care if it was trite or bullshit. It was well explained, and I understood it.
So, why are Mommy and Daddy fighting?
No, it's just,
Mommy and Daddy didn't have sex this weekend, so they're all both very tense.
Aww.
By weekend, you mean the whole year.
Whatever. Yes. I enjoyed that resolution of Kyuemon's plotline.
Also, Kyuemon's death was actually...
You would.
It kind of hit me in the feels a bit.
What the fuck is wrong
with
you guys?
First it was creepy, and then it was touching, because it's like you see the translucent, hallucination of Yoshitaka, but the creepy part is he's smiling as Kyuemon's dying.
Hey, whatever.
And that was creepy, but then you see Kyuemon reach forward and take his hand as he disappears, and that's where
just
it got feelsy.
Fuck
it's,
yes.
Ha, you're dying, you son of a bitch.
Oh, he's grabbing his hand because he's taking him to hell with him.
Exactly. You're coming with me, bitch.
What? Yes.
Oh.
No, yeah, that was absolutely what that was.
I just didn't
like it. It's fine.
I didn't like it.
So, yeah, the green Ninshuriken spawn, which is obviously what gets used in the Ninja 2 years later film.
Which it doesn't have a fucking face thing on.
No, we know. It was never active.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe.
Because in the first episode,
they had to activate them.
Which leads me sort of to my kind of theory that... Because later on, Takaharu's holding that shuriken, and it's like, I hope you'll be reborn someday as a ninja. Which goes to my point that Luna is a reborn QAmon.
Except this is only 2 years later.
When he means reborn, he means when we're all dead. Reborn, like...
Reincarnated.
Like Link. When he dies, it takes years.
Or Oob from Dragon Ball Z.
Because Oob was young enough that he probably was not born when Boo actually died.
Hey, you know what I mean,
there was
though.
A time skip.
But
guys, think about it like this. If that person, Luna, does end up being the reincarnated version of QAmon, that'll be stupid, and that fits the show like a glove.
It does.
Fair.
You know what? You got a high five for that. This show's a...
Fine! And then, I'll just stop talking.
And then we get
Lane,
the...
We like when you talk.
We get the biggest... bullshit thing ever.
Oh, well, the actual final fight?
The final fight that...
They don't even need to pull out their best Zord. They just kill him with fucking Geki Hatsudaio.
That is their best Zord!
No! There's how Geki Hatsudaio!
They didn't ever once
in this episode pull out Lion How for anything.
No, no, and also think about this. Geki Hatsu didn't even finish it. They killed him.
Well, that technically counts as Geki Hatsu.
That was the point that they were, we're strong!
Now that you mention that, you know what else pissed me off? Not only did they not use Lion How at all in battle, no shots or explanation of what happened to Shishio at the end of the story.
Nope. Zero.
Wait.
None.
You bastards!
No resolution for most of the characters.
We couldn't get Yamagata Yukio for this episode.
He was probably in the hospital dying of...
What happened to Tenchan?
He never mattered.
Yeah, fuck him.
He just fixed their shit.
He taught them how to make Zords. They made their own Zord. He's been useless ever since.
You know what, guys? To sum up Ninja as a whole...
Well, we're not done discussing yet.
No, but think about this.
To sum up Ninja, bullshit.
No, to sum it up, potential. It had potential.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute, because we're not done talking about the actual episode, though. I was going to say... Even the explosions seemed half-assed in this to me. Did anyone else notice that?
Yeah.
Just the entirety of the Gengetsu fight was phoned in.
Oh my god. I said before, I'll say it again, just fuck off with this, like, bringing the villain at the last second, like... Again, I get that it's a cultural thing. Oh, he's the leader. Why should he have to, be there at all with the foot soldiers? No, he shouldn't have to be with the foot soldiers. He should have a fucking presence. A tangible presence.
I mean,
instead of a fucking glass floor.
I feel like Magic Ranger handled that idea of the villain better.
Of like there is
the villain
greater
being
evil.
Brooded upon and then revealed at the end of the arc.
All I'm saying is, when it comes to Ninja Steel, I'm really hoping they don't try to emulate this plot, which I don't think they will, considering what we know.
And then they get rid of the final shuriken.
Yeah, I love it. They wish on the end shuriken for a world without the end shuriken.
And this somehow miraculously makes it so none of the damage to the city ever fucking happened.
What's funny is,
go back in fucking time? What happened?
Yeah, no,
their logic is, this all happened because people wanted the end shuriken.
No.
Except that's not the case. Yeah, QAmon, sure. Not fucking his dad.
I just wanted to... I was just like, in the back of my head, I had my own headcanon going. I'm like, imagine if the end shuriken actually did, like, do a lot of good in the world. And when they made that wish, they just totally destroyed humanity and set them into an alternate timeline where it's a complete dystopia.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's just like the black clouds look ominous and evil, but in reality, that's just the color.
Right? and then, like, they're in the alternate timeline. Lion Hao's human form?
Shishio
just shows up in Lion Hao. Ninjas! You need to come with me.
What's wrong? Are we assholes in the future?
No, it's your grandkids, so this has got to be done about your grandkids.
What happened? They married black men.
We need to fire the ninjas at 88 miles per hour.
No, you don't understand. All of them married black men.
Oh.
That doesn't bother us, Shishio. Oh, really? Maybe you shouldn't be here anymore.
So
maybe we should stop hanging out.
So they've somehow restored the world, and then they're like, okay, so what the fuck do we do now? Oh, I know. I'll just decide that I'm the new last ninja. Like it's its own proper word.
Everybody.
And everyone comes up with their own.
Facepalm with me. 1, 2, 3.
It's like they took the one time Takaharu had some actual sympathy. I had some actual sympathy for the guy where I guess this is it for me. You know, my life, this is what's been building up to. Now I just can't have it. I'll be the new one!
Fuck it, I'll make up bullshit!
Oh my god, I wanted to throw Ichi's TV through the through the window.
Through it.
Through the TV?
So... because this show is nothing but bullshit, everyone starts coming up with new fancy titles for themselves.
I'm gonna be the idol ninja.
The last science ninja.
Yakumi could be the last magic ninja. No.
The last support ninja for Nagi.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Kenji's the last worldwide ninja.
Even Yamato is just like...
Who?
Yakumo.
Even Yakumo was like, you don't need to put last on the end of everything.
Thank you, Yakumo, for being the only fucking smart
one. And, like, poor Nagi, man. Like, that's a pretty, like, shitty existence.
Well,
he was a high schooler.
Yeah, he was still in high school.
Fair enough. It's still
something like that.
Okay, let's be honest. Some of these, they sound kind of cool, at least. Magic ninja, science ninja, you know.
Idol
support ninja.
So, yeah, then...
Idol ninja, probably a...
Trying to hide leaving?
No, I'm sorry. That's the best part of the episode. They're all trying to leave without being noticed, and then they're all like...
Which proves, as we all know very, very well...
They're terrible ninjas.
They're all fucking terrible.
I'll admit, though, I did laugh a lot. When Kenji's down, he's like, oh, you're not thinking of leaving, are you? That'd be pretty shitty to do.
And then his shit just falls.
I'll admit, that got me.
And then just Cloud walks up. I wasn't going back to England to save my magic.
I just like Nagi just fucking walks in, just shuriken.
Nagi's having none of your shit.
Yeah.
Fuka's like, leaving, are we? Suji's like, yeah!
The funny thing is, when we watched the Raw, you looked at that one shot of Fuka with the shirt that has a heart and says you in it, and you were like, oh, she loves me!
She loves me!
That moment when you have to remember, that's not their house.
No.
That's their training ground.
Yeah.
It's owned by
the
family.
They all had lives before they came here.
It's like, there was actually one line that really got me, though. It's like, well, just because we're moving on with our own lives, we'll still see each other.
There's Facebook.
We are family. I'm like...
Oh. Yeah, that's actually the funny thing. This is one of the only Sentai Power Rangers, whatever, where there's an actual reason why they will see each other again, for sure.
Yeah,
see each other at the next family.
Exactly. Movie. Like,
yeah, they literally set up the plot of the movie that just got announced
by years,
saying...
No, 2 years,
let's get
we'll
back
all come
years.
Back here and see who's the strongest. We would like, all have moved on.
I was just like, okay, fuck. I've seen sequel bait before, but never before did they give me a goddamn date.
Yeah, like even Kyuriger was more subtle in its setup for the sequel movie.
I mean, goddamn, Back to the Future 2 had an actual trailer for the third movie at the end of it, and somehow this was less subtle.
It's so true. And then... adding on to this fucking stupidity train, they're all like, oh, hey, let's play fucking rock, paper, scissors to decide who leaves first.
Which, that's...
Why?
Do you have trains to catch?
Yeah!
Like,
fuck, Yakumo has a plane.
Like, to be honest, like, the best...
Yakumo can just magic himself up a plane, it doesn't...
Yeah, matter. Fuck everyone. True.
Which
made him sneaking out kind of really suspect.
I wasn't sneaking out. I was just fucking leaving. Jesus.
What I was going to say. The only Sentai that actually did it best where, like, everyone's leaving the house is Shikenger. Because, like, Blue... Like, the Shiken Blue, he's, like, a dancer, so he's giving them all a dance, and one by one, they're all leaving. And, like, when he's done his dance, he left, and... Shiba Takaru. He's just sitting there all by himself, realizing,
I'm all alone because I'm the red douche.
I'm all alone. There's
no one here. So we get our
epilogue.
Our epilogue of where they're all going, and it's exactly what they said they would be doing, so I don't know why they bothered telling us.
Self fucking called.
Just so we can get some of these shots.
I am so glad. I played it like a fiddle. Lane, why don't you tell him?
Literally, a couple weeks ago, so I was like, the last thing Yakumo is going to say is easy. And he did, which the final count for the Yakumo easy count...
For now.
71. Blah, 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 blah. Easy 71 times in the entirety of
how
the show.
How odd and unceremonious.
How
well, you got
71.
You got is it in the movies.
Yeah.
We'll see. And you know what he guys, you know what he made? Dinosaur.
I love his little fucking shuriken wand that he has.
English.
Well, yeah, he was in England.
Like magic force.
Magic
force. It would have been cool to see Tsubasa there, though.
Actually, that was interesting.
Yeah!
That was actually interesting to see, too. Like, they got a lot of Western actors for that. Obviously for the England scene. But then later we also see Kenji. He's like, I don't know where he is. He's traveling the world.
He's presumably in France with his fucking Ninja Odin.
So funny.
Shinken He literally became Shinken Gold.
Yeah. Japanese ninja food!
Well, okay, he went to France. Where did Kenji go?
France. It looks like France.
Whoa.
Tendo went to France.
Everyone goes
everyone to went France. To France.
We all went to France.
Gar went to his room. Which is now France.
You okay, buddy?
You kidding?
What's that about?
Tendo went to France.
He doesn't like Shinken France.
Gold went to France. I don't remember his name.
Gar, do you have a bad experience in France?
Kenji went to France. Do you not like the French people, Gar?
No, let's just, try to be Shinkenger, but we're not Shinkenger. That's how...
Except...
That's reason number two why I don't like Ninja. It tries to be a happier version.
Technically, Kabuto did it first.
Technically.
No.
Tenderly.
Yeah, but when the six rangers do the exact same thing, with the exact same location...
Here's why this doesn't make sense to me.
Whose bag is this?
Mine. Actually, you know
you've
what?
You've been carrying that literally this entire podcast. Now you're asking
on. I know whose bag that is.
It's Danny's.
That's Danette's bag.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I was going to say, why is Kenji a chef? But then I remembered that one episode where he fed them breakfast.
Why is Takaharu a homeless person?
It's not a homeless person.
No. We're going to talk about him in a moment.
In a tree. He's homeless.
Shut up. We're going to talk about him in a moment. So, Nagi, nothing spectacular. He's in school, and they want him for the soccer team. Great.
Well, no, they just want him to play soccer with him.
Kasumi is apparently fucking doing scientific experiments on her Ninshuriken.
Because she's a college student.
No, I know that,
she's experimenting on mentality.
I think that's
scary.
She's fucking with forces
and I was saying,
comprehend.
Jesus Christ, this is how supervillains get created.
Yeah. One explosion and she's going to become some sort of evil pink monstrosity.
And she like inherited
Ninja bitch.
And she inherited like Takaharu's like will a bit because she's like, oh, this is really hot.
And she fucking Moe Tekita's.
Yeah. Oh, this damn is it. Really hot. Hey, you're hot.
Oh, you nothing. Know, no, you know whose epilogue was the best by far? Fuka's. Because she's trying to become an idol ninja, so she, like, clones herself at her audition, and then, like,
nice to meet you.
Tries to bow her head in respect and fucking bangs her head on the desk.
We all laughed.
Best epilogue.
That was so funny.
And Takaharu's homeless.
Okay, no, he was, Takaharu
was in a tree at the time.
Yeah, it's because of the fact that they all ran off together, it's safe to say that Takaharu is now running a ninja training school.
Okay, can we be honest with ourselves? He's probably homeless as well.
Like he, like maybe. They never really said.
But here's my
episode
question.
Episode one, where was he? He just randomly
here
shows up.
Here is the big question about that scene in Takaharu's epilogue. Where's the girlfriend who already is running a ninja school?
Again, probably the show had potential, but they forgot.
It's almost
about
like they
shit.
Just said, "Hey, let's not give a shit."
Yeah, it's like, "Hey,
so
let's
many
just
loose
finish
ends.
The show."
Hey, this show's not selling well. Let's not waste any more time on it.
Also, while we're on the topic of his girlfriend, I am super salt that she didn't turn out to be Purple Ninja.
Eh,
because they didn't have the budget for it.
I don't.
But they have budget for Green Ninja?
Because that's a V cinema.
You know, anyways.
And that, and
it, if they had her, then they wouldn't need fucking Daddy Ninja to join the girls' team.
And that's Ninja.
Yeah, it actually like
concludes.
But one more dance.
Yeah, we do get one more dance, which was pretty sweet.
And by one more dance, we mean like two scenes that are altered, and then the same ending from the rest of the show.
And Akka wins. Yeah.
Hey, at least fireworks. We got to see Takahiro go.
We got to see Takahiro and Kenji crash into each other in the sky.
Then last we time. See him hand off.
The Sentai handoff happens.
Which is always fun to look at.
I just love watching Zio Eagle just fucking swoop in there. That was great.
It's funny. Me and Ichi did a Red Ranger handoff once at Con Bravo. We were walking in the same direction. You said, Red Ranger handoff, and we just high-fived each other.
That was fun.
Funny, I later did that with another person, but we were using our penises.
My still favorite handoff to this day is, like, Kyoruchu to Tokyuger, because he just shows up as, like, Tokyuchigo Pink, and he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, ah, I fooled ya!
Was I gonna... Okay, so, as you might have guessed, we didn't really care for this finale so much.
Oh.
Now we're gonna talk about the series at large.
It had funny parts.
Yeah, so
that's kind of the assessment of the last episode and the whole show.
Should we just do like a separate like each person's opinion?
Gar, I like what you. We'll do that because it's a good idea. But Gar, I think you should have saved what you said for now because I think you're right. The ninja had potential because it's a cool idea. Oh, they're ninjas. They're a family, you know, and they do.
Magic Ranger did it. Why not?
Exactly.
10 years. Fuck it.
Why don't we actually give our individual assessments. We'll start with the Raven.
Alright, fine. First and foremost, all in all, I really didn't like it very much. Frankly...
Tell me it ain't so.
Oh, man. I didn't like a Super Sentai series.
Nothing beats Gokaiger for you, though, man.
Yeah. Fucking... Yeah, no, that freaking... flow chart that was on Facebook like a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
About what?
What type of Super Sentai fan?
What type of Sentai fan are you? Gokaiger purist, apparently.
Well, no shit.
Out of the sense of how many of these have I actually watched in full? It'd be three now.
Fuck, I lost count.
Yeah, hey, oh, Gokaiger. Yeah, high note. Start on a high note. Tokyuger, Ninja.
But you haven't watched Kyoruger. That was a good one.
It was a really good one.
Who knows? Maybe one day.
We do. Lots.
Maybe one day, but in the meantime,
that show had some.
Can I just hope that since they're paying zero attention to fucking quality and Ghost right now, maybe they'll focus some quality into frigging Jiroger.
I'm excited for it.
Me too.
Totally. You gotta put a lot of effort into both shows, not one show and then the other later.
Yeah.
Because it usually sometimes go bad once, like, the Neo Heisei series is coming to an end. They focus all their budget, like, they focus more on that than, like, the crew for the Sentai at that time. They don't really care. They'll just approve whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, in the long run with Ninja, I thought it might have had a bit of promise towards the beginning, and then it just kind of... into the ground at some point.
So, you want to say what you thought?
Well, I thought we were going in Sentai order.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, eat you now.
Like I said, the assessment for Ninja as a whole is pretty much the same as most episodes in general. It's like, overall, it's not great. It had some nice ideas, but it didn't really put any of them into proper execution. I went in liking Yakumo and having high hopes for him, and his character was just destroyed over the course of the show. He's a lolicon, Gar!
I'll save it for when it's my turn to speak.
The man loves a fucking lawnmower. That's what ruined it.
I understand that you want to twist the character archetypes and make them not what you expect them to be, but that's not going to sell toys. That's why the show is not selling well, because
premium Bandai exclusive Carly lawnmower.
Okay, I'm going to just make quick assessments of the characters. Takaharu, annoying from start to finish. Yakumo, as I mentioned, I wanted to like him. He fell on his face a lot, metaphorically. Fuka, annoying, but entertaining at very few points. Kasumi, great the whole series. The only real interesting character, or I shouldn't say the only, but the most interesting. Even when she failed, it was a great sight to see. Nagi, I feel like he was ignored for most of the show, and the maybe two or three episodes he was the focus.
Hence,
he was totally on point. Kenji, I feel like his Sixth Ranger story was kind of standard, where he I will admit that I enjoyed the saga where he was trying to kill them, and it almost became a parody of itself, where he would just like. They would find him in the walls and go, oh hey, Star-san, what you doing? Trying to kill you.
Best, it'll always be the best where Dagar opens up his lid and it's like, your life is mine.
And it literally became a fucking parody of itself, because the two of them were getting scolded by Fuka, and they're like, no trying to take each other's lives before dinner.
No taking each other's lives in the house.
Yeah, in the dojo. And I'm like, oh my god, this is fucking stupid. Assassination attempts are a joke in the show.
In a ninja show.
I was very happy that Daddy Ninja became a thing like I predicted. Not as happy that Purple Ninja didn't. Kuemon...
That sticks out like a sore
thumb. Kuemon was an interesting villain, I think. They kept him pretty low-key during the early show, which I thought was a great distraction. The actual villains of the show, however, were fucking terrible. Gengetsu was not worth the build-up. Gabi was not on screen enough. Masakage didn't do anything interesting and became a fucking joke in his final episode. Ariake no Kata was the only one of them that was ever entertaining.
Koda Kamiya.
Yoshitaka was a neat Zordon, but he was kind of an asshole.
Man.
That's pretty much me on the show.
So, overall, Ninja was... It was okay. Like... It did introduce me to, like... my favorite Sixth Ranger for now, which is Star Ninja, because...
You said that.
Because, honestly, I liked him from Starfish. There were, yes, times where he kind of did drift away a little, but, you know... He did get some character development, and like especially with Kuemon, which was really cool. And like, you know, he had some troubles. He became a fucking yokai at one goddamn point, and then
that ended faster than a train wreck.
I wish he used Superstar Ninja a lot more, because I thought that was fucking cool.
But toy sales weren't good enough, so they just said fuck it.
I know. Takaharu is one of my least favorite fucking Red Rangers of all time. I'm sorry. Like, he had some times where he was cool, but just... No. He was fucking annoying. Like, as I keep saying, Light is better than him. And I'm going to say that because Light is my favorite Red Sentai, period.
Wait, there's a Sentai just full of Light?
No.
The Tokuger's names were all words that meant light.
Yeah, I know, but I was making a joke about how he just called him a Sentai instead of a Ranger.
A Sentai warrior.
Okay, yeah, I'll do a quick character assessment. So, Yakumo just didn't care. He was an asshole in the beginning, and he just, joke by the end of the show. Fuka, I liked her because she was kind of useless and, you know, cute. She was cute. I liked her a lot because she was cute. Kasumi, yes, I will not deny that she was, she was one of the best characters of the show. Of course she was, but I didn't care for her too much. Nagi, I ended up really liking a lot too, because he just showed that he had so much potential, and I honestly, if they were gonna go with only one of them could be Last Ninja, I like to think Nagi was going to be the one who was going to be it.
But
That's a good idea. We should all, because the fucking Last Ninja race did not end in a conclusive decision, we should all say who we think should be the actual Last Ninja.
All of the last.
No, they were none of them were the actual Last Ninja. They were the new Last Ninja.
No.
The End Shuriken chose all six of them together.
Yeah. They destroy Kuemon at the same time.
Okay, ignoring all of that bullshit, just for fun, let's all say who our votes for Last Ninja should be.
No
one. We'll do that after. We're going to do everyone's analysis first.
The villain. All
right, time for vote.
The villains were meh. Like, Kiboni was really dumb. Like, I didn't like that we had to wait fucking 44 fucking episodes just to see this guy in, like, full form. Ariake no Kata was my favorite person in the whole villain group. I loved Mangetsu. Wish he was in it the end, honestly.
The fact that I forgot to mention him tells you what I think of him.
Yeah.
Quint. Major villain who was only there for a couple of episodes? Forgettable?
Kyuemon was a nice addition to the show, I will say that, because he was very diabolical and stuff, and he had his own little inner plans, and he tried to include Star Ninja into it, which was really nice. Megazords.
Oh, God.
Absolutely not. Except for...
No!
Except for Bison King. I love fucking Bison King. Nope. That was fucking cool.
And then
cool.
He got added to the fuck shit stack and was pointless.
Nope. No, but I love Bison King standalone. Gekiatsu Daio, I do like for how it looks. It was cool. Yoshitaka was... Whatever. Worst mentor ever. Honestly.
I don't know. I wouldn't put him that far.
No. Okay. Well, no. I'm just,
dumbasses, figure it out yourself.
Hey.
Ciao.
Hey. It's
Ciao.
Better than Dire Ranger's mentor, but I won't spoil that.
So in the end, the ninja, you're okay. I wasn't really too hyped for you at the start. I did predict that you were going to be a Ninja Sentai, like kind of a couple months before it was announced. So
I still wish we got that bird theme Sentai. That was
that's weird. What we have Zuoja for now.
Yeah.
Oh,
bird.
There's birds in it.
There's a bird in it.
So
you know.
Yeah, Ninja. Would I recommend it? No. Not really, honestly.
More like non-Ninja.
But yes, the two best things I can say that I got out of a Ninja that I loved, Star Ninja, Hamburger Morpher.
Those are the same thing.
All right, that's nice. So,
talk about your crash and burns.
oh, here we go.
Everything eats you, sir.
Well, no, for real, like, this was one I was kind of looking forward to, because I was like, oh, ninjas, that sounds cool.
They can't fuck that up.
Oh, but they did. Because
they managed.
I'm gonna say
they found a way.
This was mostly boring. Like every episode was just the same thing. Like I understand it's a Sentai. We have to like, you know, we have a formula to maintain, but then that's why the characters have to be interesting. The characters were not interesting. I'll be honest, I don't like any of the main characters really at all. Like
even
Cassidy, like, yeah, okay, she's the smart one. Okay, that's just because that's how her character was written to be, like, just the smart one. But I don't ever see her really do anything that I would consider smart. You know, Nagi, he's nice, but like he's a bit of a pushover. Kinji, you know, he's just I don't care. I don't care at all that he's a cowboy. I don't care in any way. I've made my point about how the Burger Morpher is stupid. Sorry, Lane, it is. And it just, fuck off. But it worked before with Jiraiya, so I can't, I don't know. I guess it just goes to writing.
Like we said when he got announced, it was Walker Texas Ninja.
No, it's like, well, the only reason Jiraiya worked is because he wasn't trying to stand out.
It also helped, too, that the actor who played Jiraiya was American, so...
Yeah, that really threw off his whole character. Yeah, I feel like if he was actually played by an American actor, Kinji would have been way better.
I feel like he would have been, yeah. Anyway, if I may, what else? Like, we've all said this, villains. Just awful. Awful villains.
Especially compared to Tokyuger, because they were amazing.
Which sucks, too, also, because I said this before, I love the designs.
I hate it when I have to say that something in Tokyuger was better than
that. I know, right?
Fuck, it was.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Schwartz. I like the designs a lot. If you remember from earlier episodes, I was saying how much I loved how they were using actual yokai from Legends and shit, but that went out the window.
How sad are you that we never got the butt eye?
Never got butt eye yokai!
Never got the butt eye.
Butt eye yokai!
No, but we got a handful of in yokai.
So, I've said before, it pisses me off to no end when the main villain only comes in at the last 3 seconds and just does nothing for the plot. That's not how you write a villain. I don't care if that's how you like your villains, Japan. It's stupid. And, just not a lot. I didn't like any of the designs. They were too random. Like, the Megazords were just, like, shit stacks, as we've said before. The shuriken idea was neat.
They were more fuck shit stacks than the actual shit stacks of cubes for getting next show.
Like, the shuriken idea was neat, which is why I think they're going to be putting that in Ninja Steel as the main thing.
I didn't even like the fact that they were focused around the shurikens.
I thought that was a neat idea. It was, yeah. Guard said it. This show had potential because it was trying to do new things. It really was. Trying to be new, but also at the same time old. The problem was, they just, in the parts that mattered the most, they just decided not to be new. They decided to be cliche.
The story had to be written a lot better. Especially when you're heading into Endgame.
Exactly.
And I'm sorry, I don't care how wacky, crazy, we don't hide ninjas you're supposed to be. When you're a ninja Sentai and your Zords consist of a fucking dump truck and a train, you're doing it wrong!
It's right there.
I know it's there, and I feel like throwing something at it.
No! You'll hit the Dino Supercharge figures in front of it.
Good, I'll break those too.
Can we call this week's episode of the podcast just the ninja?
The crash and burn of the ninja.
Okay. No, it's the ninja.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
There you go.
Wait, so are you done?
Yeah, I think I'm done with
Gar, what are you thinking of ninja?
I liked it. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you like it apparently so much you got the fucking mech.
Yeah, Trick Ninja is sitting on your shelf.
Hey, Bison,
defend it!
No, alright.
In pure plain fucking sight of me right now.
Hang on.
In range.
Just let me say this.
Okay. It is in range.
Designs?
Just need the pencil and the throw.
We're good.
Oh, hey. Okay, like, glass skull.
Oh, as it
skull. The maximum drive.
The ninja suits, Star Ninja's was hands down the best. Guys,
you're like our speaker.
No, I'm just adding to your point.
No. The designs were half and half sometimes. Some of the earlier monsters, they actually looked pretty cool. Then they just started getting dumber.
I'd like to know if there was like a behind-the-scenes production change.
Your thought on the monster designs, I don't think we can fault Ninja for that because they are based on actual yokai.
Yeah, but then it's like they just stopped caring.
That's it. That seemed to be a thing there. Like, yeah, like I said, this show started off with promise.
And then
but then it just felt like they just said, ah, fuck it.
It's like, alright, we have the ultimate, like, we have a Lion House, like, spirit interacting with them. Alright, does that mean, do all Ultimonin have spirits in them?
Yeah, there was a real weird inconsistency on whether the Ultimonin were actual sentient or just machines.
Or what about, oh, you must learn your Nintality. We never really understood how Nintality came to be.
It just was a thing that was there.
Yeah, but it should have been explained a bit.
There's a lot of unanswered questions that I honestly feel they never even
fucking
cared about answering.
Bravery.
They just said, we'll put it in there because it sounds cool.
Okay, what Evan just said, touche.
Okay.
Just, there you go.
But here's the thing. Bravery exists as something that people can understand as a word.
Bravery. Imagination.
They are pre-existing.
Mentality.
Yeah, they are imagination and bravery are already existing human concepts that are well understood and can appropriate into Sentai well. When you just make up a fucking word like Nintality, it kind of breaks the suspension of disbelief.
Okay. So I found a thing that the producer of Ninja, Naomi Takabe, said. Presented the series as not unlike a Hollywood movie with an unthinkable ninja concept. We wanted to create a concept of out-there ninjas with a festival, robot dragons, fun sounds, and anything fun, anything. As for the action, Takabe said, we are paying special attention to things like backflips and spins, things that a human is actually capable of doing. There's certainly wirework, but we wanted to take on the challenge of showing what the human body is capable of achieving. So there
you
go.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
After a while, they said, fuck it. Sword CGI.
Yes, because humans can totally fire themselves out of a six-barreled cannon into the chest of a giant monster.
Like, they just got silly.
Like, after they fucking did that to Genghis, I just sat there. It's like, he kind of looks down a little bit. And I'm just like, are they just going to show a giant hole through his chest? Because that'll make this episode. No, you're not even going to do that? No. Fuck you, show.
I'm still utterly disappointed that the giant super final boss was defeated, actually, in fact, by the tiny-ass swords of the six ninjas.
Yep.
You know what? Fuck it. If you want to know what I feel about Ninja, read my a blog where I actually go into depth about this shit.
Sorry, we keep cutting you off.
I was actually going to milk that in.
Stop plugging your fucking blog.
But
I don't care.
I actually do.
Other people plug shit.
I actually do have a blog. I was
gonna.
You
do.
It's called Gar's Toku Blogs. The name's not creative.
Hey, it's better than Auto Productions Blog.
It was also something you came up with. So.
And then I changed the name to Gar's Toku Blogs because it had a better ring.
You just really suck at naming things.
Yeah.
When it comes to titles, yes.
Yes.
Characters, I come up with good names.
Anyways, moving on. We were going to vote on who we actually think should have been the last ninja.
No one. It's a Sentai. What do you fucking expect?
I vote Nagi. I'm on that train.
I vote Kasumi.
Speaking of trains.
Gar?
I said no one.
You had to pick someone.
It's a Sentai.
Pick someone.
Fine, I pick Kasumi because she's hot and I want to bang her.
You fucker!
There you go.
You're an angry.
I don't even care that you're agreeing with me. That's a terrible reason.
So?
Ninja Man.
Ninja Man.
He didn't show!
Ninja Man is the last ninja.
I am the last ninja now, bitches!
Ninja Man!
No, that just like.
Done!
The show ends on
done!
Continued with.
Burn it all to the ground! Ninja Man wins!
Last Ninja Man.
The last Ninja Man!
The
last. Rainbow colored,
and with that's it for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Ninja Man wins. Next week,
Ninja Man wins.
Next week, we fucking do Dobutsu Sentai Zoojer.
Dude, you want to do
I'm
animals
excited.
Or fuck?
Bestiality.
Oh, great.
To end it all, I think to best describe Ninja. To end it all, I think we do need again to go back to what George Takei said. You are made of stupid. Good night, everybody.
Fucking ninjas.
And may the mentality protect you.
Fucking ninjas.
Fucking ninjas.
Fucking ninjas!
Help us.
Ninjas.
Fucking ninjas.
Wait, what? Ciao.
Ciao.